Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Katolina with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi announces affordable cancer medicines and daycare centers in every district within 3 years. Nagaland Foothills Road Coordination Committee condemns launch of road project at Kumchoyan in Wokha District. Prime Minister's Mann Ki Baat highlights India's rapid progress in artificial intelligence. And women achievers to handle Prime Minister's social media account on International Women's Day. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said health for all is one of the main pillars of his government's resolve, Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. The Prime Minister laying the foundation stone for the Bageshwar Dham Medical and Science Research Institute in Chhatarpur district of Madhya Pradesh this afternoon said this institute will offer free treatment to underprivileged cancer patients. He said in the first phase, a hospital with 100 beds facility will be ready. The cancer hospital will be equipped with the state-of-the-art machines and specialist doctors. The Prime Minister said cancer medicines will be made cheaper and cancer daycare centers will be opened in every district of the country in the next 3 years.
कैंसर की दवाओं को और सस्ता किया जाएगा अगले 3 साल में देश के हर जिले में कैंसर डे केयर सेंटर खोले जाएंगे डे केयर सेंटर में जांच भी होगी और आराम करने की सुविधा भी होगी.
Mr. Modi also announced the opening of cancer clinics in district hospitals. The Prime Minister appealed to the people to take advantage of government schemes like Ayushman Yojana and Jan Aushadhi Kendras. The Nagaland Foothills Road Coordination Committee, NFHRCC, has condemned the recent launch of a road construction project at Kumchoyan in Wokha District by contractors Chabu & Company and JK Construction. NFHRCC's objection stems from the refusal of the two contractors to sign an agreement with the committee. At a press conference yesterday, NFHRCC convener Supu Jamir said representatives of Ausendan, Lotahoho and Sumihoho had resolved in a January 16 meeting that the contractors should sign by January 20. However, the contractors failed to do so. Mr. Jamir pointed out two clauses that the contractors opposed, Clause 5, prohibiting any deductions other than statutory ones, and Clause 7, which mandates NFHRCC's inspection and issuance of a no-objection certificate before funds are released by the department. Despite efforts of the Lotahoho to meet with Dr. John, proprietor of JK Construction, and MLA Achambemo Kikon, they remained firm in their refusal to sign. As a result, the Lotahoho passed a resolution barring any firm from executing work within its jurisdiction unless the agreement is signed.
It's made very clear that we'll not allow any unsigned firms to execute work within their jurisdictions. And it was, in fact, subsequently published in the media. Yesterday, that is 21st of February, our MLA, he took some of his members and without the presence of the committee, without any participation from the concerned department, and without the Lotahoho, I may say the so-called launching was took place.
Mr. Jamir emphasized that the practice of signing such agreements is not new, but has been in place since the project's beginning to ensure quality work and timely completion. Local Colors, in collaboration with the Task Force for Music and Arts, will present Terra Verdi, an immersive art exhibition from February 25 to 28 at the Center of Excellence for Music and Arts, Kohima. Terra Verdi, meaning green earth, will feature local artists' works showcasing the beauty of nature, landscapes and biodiversity through paintings, mixed media and installations. The exhibition will be open to the public from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India is rapidly carving out a robust identity in the field of artificial intelligence. In his monthly radio program Mann Ki Baat on Akashvani today, the Prime Minister applauded India's eagerness to adopt new technologies and noted global recognition of India's AI progress during his recent visit to Paris.
हाल ही में मैं AI के एक बड़े सम्मेलन में
हिस्सा लेने के लिए पेरिस गया था। वहां दुनिया ने इस सेक्टर में भारत की प्रगति की खूब सराहना की। अब जैसे तेलंगाना में आदिलाबाद के सरकारी स्कूल के एक टीचर थोड़ासम कैलाश जी हैं। डिजिटल गीत संगीत में उनकी दिलचस्पी हमारी कई ट्राइबल लैंग्वेज को बचाने में बहुत महत्वपूर्ण काम कर रही है। उन्होंने एआई टूल्स की मदद से कोलामी भाषा में गाना कंपोज कर कमाल कर दिया है।
Mr. Modi highlighted that the increasing participation of youth is leading to new revolutions in various sectors, be it space or AI. He expressed pride that the country witnessed the launch of ISRO's 100th rocket last month.
समय के साथ अंतरिक्ष की इस उड़ान में हमारी सफलताओं की लिस्ट काफी लंबी होती चली गई। लॉन्च व्हीकल का निर्माण हो, चंद्रयान की सफलता हो, मंगलयान हो, आदित्य L1 या फिर एक ही रॉकेट से एक ही बार में 104 सैटेलाइट्स को स्पेस में भेजने का अभूतपूर्व मिशन हो।
Prime Minister also noted with satisfaction the rising participation of women among the team of space scientists. Mr. Modi urged listeners to observe one day as a scientist and visit research lab, planetarium or a space center to mark National Science Day on the 20th of this month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that he will hand over his various social media accounts to select women achievers in different fields to mark the International Women's Day on March 8. In his monthly Mann Ki Baat address today, he said these inspiring women from different fields will share their work and experience. Mr. Modi said International Women's Day is a special occasion to salute Nari Shakti, adding that respect for daughters is paramount in Indian culture.
हमारी संस्कृति में बेटियों का सम्मान सर्वोपरि रहा है। देश की मातृशक्ति ने हमारे स्वतंत्रता संग्राम और संविधान के निर्माण में भी बड़ी भूमिका निभाई है।
He said women can join on Namo app and get a chance to share their message on Women's Day. In today's Mann Ki Baat, the Prime Minister also renewed his appeal to deal with the problem of obesity, stressing its importance for becoming a fit and healthy nation.
अधिक वजन या मोटापा कई तरह की परेशानियों को बीमारियों को भी जन्म देता है। हम सब मिलकर छोटे छोटे प्रयासों से इस चुनौती से निपट सकते हैं।
Mr. Modi said he will challenge 10 people to reduce oil in their food by 10%. He added that he will also urge them to pass on the same challenge to 10 other people. The Prime Minister also mentioned the new format of Pariksha Pe Charcha and wished exam warriors the best for their board exams. Nagaland Super League has announced revised match timing for the second leg of the tournament starting February 26. According to the updated schedule, the first match at IG Stadium Kohima will be played at 2 p.m. with the second match at 5 p.m. In Tsumukedima, the first match will be played at 4 p.m. and second match at 7 p.m. And in weather, India Meteorological Department has forecast moderate rainfall at a few places over Nagaland tomorrow, accompanied with thunderstorm and lightning at isolated locations. The department also said no significant change in temperatures is likely over the northeast states during the next few days. To end the news, the headlines here again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi announces affordable cancer medicines and daycare centers in every district within 3 years. Nagaland Foothills Road Coordination Committee condemns launch of road project at Khunjoyan in Wokha district. Prime Minister's Mann Ki Baat highlights India's rapid progress in artificial intelligence. And women achievers to handle Prime Minister's social media account on International Women's Day. That's all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.